This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. It is full steam ahead for the Biden campaign following a full day of meetings between the president and Democrats over debate concerns. Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee.
I certainly am expressing support for the president.
He'll be at a meeting of governors tonight at the White House, but many Democrats still have doubts. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The fact that more and more Democratic lawmakers are comfortable going public with their concerns about his health, his ability to proceed with this campaign, his ability to serve four more years, that is what has to be most troubling to the White House at this point.
Biden's told his campaign he is in this race to the end. The defense for Senator Bob Menendez has rested without testimony from the New Jersey Democrat in his bribery trial. Menendez is on trial with two others now, but has denied that he accepted cash and gifts in exchange for political favors. Jamaica's been spared the brunt of barrel, even as the hurricane delivers lashing winds and rain. Our Tom Hansen's in Montego Bay.
For travelers trying to get out of Jamaica and out of the path of this storm, that window has closed because the airport is closed until the hurricane warning is lifted. Now, after Beryl moves through Jamaica, it will set its sights on the Yucatan Peninsula. That's where Beryl is headed next.
Millions of Americans plan to hit the road for the 4th. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Dan Kennedy will be among the estimated 71 million Americans traveling this 4th of July week.
We're getting together with some friends, renting a cabin in West Virginia near the New River Gorge, going to explore the area.
Excited?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
A gallon of regular gas is averaging $3.50 nationwide, the lowest this time of year since 2021. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Well, this isn't a hoot. Wildlife advocates are clashing with the government now over a plan to kill one owl species to protect another.
That's the call of a barred owl, known more informally as a hoot owl. Wildlife officials are planning to kill hundreds of thousands of them to protect the habitats where the smaller spotted owls live. The shootings of the barred owls would likely begin next spring. Opponents think the mass shooting of barred owls would severely disrupt forest ecosystems. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Health officials say a farm worker in Colorado has caught and recovered from bird flu. It's the fourth human case reported in the U.S., but experts say the risk remains low as the virus spreads among dairy cows. Dairy workers in Texas and Michigan were also affected. And a short day on Wall Street ahead of the 4th of July, the Dow lost 23 points. The Nasdaq was up 159. The S&P added 28. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Aerial traffic enforcement is underway in Kenosha County today. State troopers are using planes to watch traffic on I-94. Racine's 4th Fest Parade starts at 9 tomorrow morning. Chair placement is allowed starting at 5, with street closures starting at 7. Paddock Lake and Sturtevant have fireworks tonight. Jonathan Delagrave's Celebration of Life is set for next Tuesday. Tom Kramer is serving as acting county executive until a special election. The historic Orpheum building in downtown Kenosha is for sale. The current owner cites focusing on his own business as the reason for selling. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Bucks meet with the media. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, Tyler Smith and first-round pick A.J. Johnson, who was asked what's his motivation to play in the NBA.
My family is one of my biggest motivations. I feel like just my obsession of just wanting to be like an unstoppable basketball player. That's like my ultimate motivation every single day.
Some big transactions already in free agency, like Golden State saying goodbye to Klay Thompson, Bucks GM John Horst.
You know, we've seen a couple of those fall so far. There'll be a couple others that fall today. We feel very confident that we're
be able to get the right fits to finish off this roster.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Rockies gained three of their four-game series. Milwaukee winning 4-3 last night, snapping a six-game losing streak at Coors Field. Pat Murphy asked if it's tough for his pitchers playing in mile-high Denver.
Oh, yeah. It's no fun pitching here, that's for sure. But it's about, like, okay, it's part of the league. We got to do it. It's a rule. We got to play them. Got to play them here. We asked to get the games moved, and they wouldn't do it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 60s. An increase in clouds for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s for the 4th of July. Then mostly cloudy tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms and rain chances continue into Friday, high upper 70s. Currently it's 87.
WRJN. Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old.
Today, wasn't it? Going to be a warm one tomorrow for the 4th of July. Be safe as you head to the parade tomorrow morning or the fireworks tomorrow night.
We can climb so high. I know. looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, I don't know, make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. And let the true nature shine. We were born to be wild. We can climb so high.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, look who stopped in the studio. Hey, Don.
Hi.
What's going on?
I want to go home and go to sleep. It's late.
It is late for you. But we wanted to have you in here just for a second because you and Lou Regani are busy tomorrow on the 4th of July.
Yes, we're going to be in the parade. We are, I don't know what they call it, float event. I don't know. We're number 47. So we're in the first half of the parade. So if you see 45 and 46 coming up, don't go to the bathroom yet because we're coming up right after that. We'll just be there waving and letting people know WRJN is back with local news and timeless hits.
Now, if I'm on the parade route somewhere, can I throw things at you?
As long as they're soft.
You won't be able to watch the parade from your front lawn this year then, huh?
Well, yes and no. We have a camera that's aimed at the front, so we can do that. Plus, I'm going to tape it off Channel 24.
Okay.
So right. We'll get a chance to see it.
So tomorrow, now hopefully the weather's going to be nice. I was looking at the
Yes, it looks good.
I was looking at the forecast earlier in the week, and it was saying like a high of 84 or something. So if that's going to be the case, you know, stay hydrated.
Well, and yeah, and I have a new Civic Media hat so I can wear. I'm not a hat person, but I will in a convertible. The only time they cancel the parade is lightning. Rain, yeah, it goes. Right. Everything, the snow, it goes. Just long as
no,
it,
as please lo- no.
As long
please
as no. It's not lightning, they'll continue the parade.
And then, of course, the Fourth Fest fireworks tomorrow night. You can stake out a spot along the lakefront or go to North Beach.
Yeah, they do a great job. It's sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods this year.
Now, you're still doing your show tomorrow morning. You're going to race over to the parade when you're
That's
done.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. Okay. All right, it's Don Rosen. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fugata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. For some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely going to budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you could pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. No Racine Harbor Market tomorrow because of the 4th of July. The next one's coming up July 11th in downtown Racine.
We'll be right back.
love with you. Showed me how to say exactly what you say in that very special way. You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too.
Radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years, so let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he knows exactly what he means when Donald Trump remarked about what he called black jobs during last week's debate.
You know what he's doing. It's shameful. He's talking about black jobs, meaning all the things that blacks can do are manual labor, menial labor. That's what he's doing. That's how he looks at it.
You can hear Earl's entire interview with President Biden tomorrow morning between 8 and 10 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Biden campaigns in Wisconsin on Friday. Wisconsin is getting $49 million to boost its biohealth industry. Wisconsin is one of 12 regional tech hub finalists around the country. Wisconsin aims to create 30,000 biotech jobs and become a global leader in personalized medicine. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While the downtown Racine Parade is the biggest, it's not the only game in town. Several other Racine County communities have their Independence Day events tomorrow. Burlington hosts a fireworks display at dusk over the festival grounds, while Union Grove kicks off the day with a kiddie parade, followed by the main parade starting at the Racine County Fairgrounds. Festivities in Raymond include the parade, a cow pie raffle, kids' tractor pulls, and live music. Waterford's celebration includes a kids' bike parade and a main parade with the theme Sweet Land of Liberty. Tishigan rounds out the county's celebrations with a fireworks display Saturday night. There are fireworks tonight in Paddock Lake in Kenosha County and Sturtevant in Racine County. The historic Orpheum building in downtown Kenosha is being put up for sale. Its current owner has owned that property since 2016 and is citing his desire to focus on his own business as the reason for the sale. The building features completed second floor office space, a new roof, and two street level storefronts. The seller is expected to attract interest from investors looking to continue the revitalization in downtown Kenosha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 60s. An increase in clouds for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s for the 4th of July. Then mostly cloudy tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms and rain chances continue into Friday, high upper 70s. Currently it's 87.
When I was a little boy, the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in a Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me, she loves me. She get down. When I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name, I say now, who do you think you're fooling? I'm a consummated man, statue of purity. My mama loves me, she loves me. If I was the president, the minute the Congress called my name, I say now, who do you think you're fooling? I got the presidential seal, I'm up on the presidential podium. My mama loves me, she loves me.
Local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers. All together, we make the perfect soundtrack to summer. Next Brewers game is coming up tonight at 7:40. Pregame at about 7:05 on WRJN.
I'm not afraid to die. when the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Love.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've always heard that if you talk to your plants, they'll grow more. Well, a new study finds that if women talk to their plants grow an average of 2 inches higher than if men talk to their plants. There's a joke in there somewhere, but I'm going to leave it alone.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Thank you.
baby does the hanky panky.
What you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, what are you doing Sunday night? Go enjoy the Racine Concert Band as they present their 102nd year of free concerts. It's Sunday nights through August 11th at the Band Shell at the Racine Zoo. Bring your blankets, bring your lawn chairs. The music begins at 7:30 this Sunday night, and WRJN's own Don Rosen will host the evening for you.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Everyone's calendar is marked for the 4th of July, and once again, WRJN is proud to help Racine celebrate the 4th. The 88th Annual Parade steps off at 9 a.m. at Main and Gould Streets and runs over 2.5 miles through downtown. Then, stake out your favorite lakefront North Beach spot for the spectacular fireworks display at dusk Thursday night. The fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. It's timeless fun on the 4th, and we're proud to be part of it on WRJN.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Today's WRGN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Lee's Deli. Serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Today's Lee's Deli special, the Reuben Fries. They give your meal the premium, fresh ingredients that will leave you fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Go to WRGN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRGN Big Deals.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon for part of your 4th of July. I'll be here tomorrow afternoon at 2. Stay tuned for Milwaukee Brewers baseball later tonight. 7:40 first pitch, pregame at 7:05 on WRJN. Have a good night.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines
being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah!
the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden's doing more post-debate damage control today, addressing concerns with both Democratic leaders and voters about his bid for re-election. He talked to Earl Ingram on Civic Media Radio in Wisconsin.
I had a bad night. And the fact of the matter is that, I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
The New York Times reports Biden told an ally he's mulling whether to continue with his campaign, something our Nancy Cordes says the White House immediately denied.
We have seen a shift over the past few days from